Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you. Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then Jesus strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You're welcome. I received a phone call last week. It turned into one of those moments where you go, You know, one of those moments. An interesting conversation. I both laughed and I learned something at the same time. A lady remembered me from Children's Hospital, and she wanted to pay me a visit here at St. Mary. She asked, "How is Father Mike doing?" I replied, "Well, pretty good for an old man." And with her next question, I realized she did not know she was speaking with me, but believing me to be someone else talking about Father Mike. I did not reveal my identity, but I played along to learn what she might say about me. Ooh, how mischievous. And the following is part of our conversation, which was a hoot. "Woman, do you get to see Father Mike very often?" "Me? Oh, quite a bit. We dine together frequently." "Woman, please, sir, don't take this the wrong way, but is Father Mike still chubby?" "Me? Oh, yeah. He can still play Santa Claus without needing a pillow." She laughed. I started laughing. She said, "He looked jolly. You know, he looked jolly. And we liked him because he seemed happy. At times he lifted my spirits when I was having a bad day." Then I responded, "Was there anything you didn't like about him?" Drum roll, please. Pausing, woman says, "No, I can't think of anything." Then another long pause. "Wait, there was one thing." Then I regretted asking this question. Sweating it out, I said, "You know, what was that?" The woman said, "Well, I liked his sermons, but sometimes he rambled. He made the sermon a tad too long. Have you noticed that too?" I said, "Father Mike is aware of that. Now, why do you think I have Jeffrey over here? He serves me more than just at the altar. Jeffrey is my anti-ramble manager. And if I start rambling, here's what he does. First, he'll go, And if I don't see that, then he goes with his watch. Then if that fails, oh, here. And then I know it's time to stop. Right, Jeffrey? So he could thank him for not allowing me to talk too long. Well, she says, well, I said, yeah, Father Mike's aware of that. That's why he writes out all his sermons, which I do. And the woman says, oh, that's good. That's good. Like, whew. I remember Father Mike as being kind to people. I want to tell him that. And I said, I'll be sure to tell him. He will appreciate that more than you will ever know. It's nice to be remembered for being kind. When you leave this world, how do you want to be remembered? Think about that. How do you want others to remember you? What if you could read your own obituary, but you're still alive? This actually happened. Alfred Nobel, the Nobel Peace Prize guy, he was sitting one day at his kitchen table, eating his breakfast and drinking coffee. And he read the morning newspaper. His brother Ludwig recently died the day before in 1888. But the newspaper accidentally wrote the obituary about Alfred. So he's reading his own obituary. And the inventor of dynamite, which he was. He invented dynamite. He was dismayed by how he was remembered. They called him in that obituary the merchant of death. One line of the obituary read, Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, has died. It's right from the obituary. Wow. What if you were remembered something bad like that? Father Mike, rambler of sermons. I don't want that one. Nobel, when he read that, he was appalled. And this inspired Alfred Nobel to create the Nobel Peace Prize. That's where it started, right there. And he, for the rest of his life, for 10 more years, he donated his entire vast fortune to causes of peace. Jesus asked the question today, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And of course, how you answer that, how I answer it, is of tantamount importance. But there's an even more important question. And it's this, who does the Son of Man, Jesus, say that you are? Who does he say that I am? How will Jesus remember you in your judgment? Have you lived your life in such a way that Jesus will remember you as faithful to him, loyal to him? Will he remember you as living Micah chapter 6, verse 8, which reads, this is what the Lord requires of you. Be fair to other people, love kindness and loyalty, and humbly obey your God. Jesus requires that you connect your faith with your actions. Faith is just not a mind game. You know, I believe. Okay, says the Lord, if you believe me, show me you believe me. Show me you have faith in me. Faith is more than just an intellectual mind game. Just because you may accept Jesus as your personal savior, which is a good thing, but if it just stops there with words, where's the deeds? Show me that I am in your life. Show me who you are, Mike, by your life. Faith means walking with Jesus by treating others right, showing kindness, and lifting up those who weary from the journey to heaven. It's sad. When Alfred Nobel died in 1998, he was isolated. He was surrounded by servants who didn't speak his language. He couldn't communicate with them. They couldn't communicate with him. So all they did was serve him, but they couldn't talk with him. And these are his last words that he wrote. Alfred Nobel wrote these last words saying, "How sad it is to be without a friend who could whisper a consoling word." Isn't that sad? He just wanted a friend, and there were none. I'll tell you this, when I die, I hope Jesus tells me who I am with this one comforting word. I hope when I get up here, he says, "Friend." And that's how he tells me who I am. Mike, friend. Oh, that's a beautiful word, friend. Jesus said this in the Bible. In John 15, 14, he says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." And one of the last commands of Jesus is this, from Luke 12, 40. "You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." My brothers and sisters, let's be busy about getting ready. Amen. God bless you all. And I'm glad that's the only thing she said it was bad about me. That I could correct. Other stuff is harder. Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at stmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.